Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a chilly start across the area today on MLK Day, and we might see a few flurries in our northern counties. We'll check out the radar coming up.
A man is in custody this morning after this huge police scene at a home in Nash County. Its connection to a lockdown at a nursing home 40 miles away.
Plus, a live look right now at the Triangle Interfaith Prayer Breakfast that is just getting started. How it will honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy. Capital Broadcasting, a longtime proud sponsor of that event. We'll let you know how else you can honor Dr. King's legacy on this holiday and this long weekend. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us. It's 6 o'clock. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yes, great to have you along. Thanks for making us part of your Monday, this day of service here. And, you know, we had some sunshine yesterday, mild, you know, kind of normal January temperatures. It is over now. And Amy Wilmoth in the WRL Severe Weather Center with the chill that's on the way.
Chilly out there today, but the Arctic air, the first round this week, will arrive tomorrow night. It's going to be very cold. More on that a little bit later. I want to show you the radar. We're keeping an eye on our northern counties, maybe a couple of flurries possible in our northern communities. We have had nothing yet, but we're watching this area that's to the west of us. It's moving to the east. So still a couple of flurries possible in our northern counties, but the air is so dry at the surface, it's going to be real tough for that to make it all the way down to the ground. A live look at Roxborough. I've been keeping an eye on this camera and our South Hill camera. The roads are dry. We haven't had anything yet. This is Futurecast, still indicating we have that potential for a couple of flurries in our northern counties through the morning hours. It won't add up to anything, not going to be a big deal. But again, the northern counties, a few flurries and maybe a couple of sprinkles as well. Most of us today will just stay mainly cloudy. Slightly better chance for some light rain for some tomorrow. Temperatures right now are above freezing, mid-30s in our northern counties, 40 degrees right now in and around the Triangle and down to Fayetteville. It's 40 degrees there as well. Well, mainly cloudy skies today. Our high temperature stays cool. We'll climb into the low 50s. Wind chills are going to be down to the teens and even single digits. I'll show you when that could happen coming up, Brian.
6:02 right now, Amy. We're expecting pretty light volume on this holiday Monday. Certainly not seeing any big problems out at I-40 near Gorman Street on the south side of Raleigh. Traffic flowing well in both directions this morning. And taking a look around the rest of the triangle, our sensors are all clear in Wake, Durham, and Orange County with no crashes showing up, Jeff.
And today, people here in the Triangle will honor the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. with a day of service and observances. And one of those big events is getting started very soon this morning. WRAL's Laura Levine is in Durham, and folks are gathering there this morning for the annual Triangle Interfaith Prayer Breakfast. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. Yes, the door has just opened. We are beginning to see people enter this room here at the Sheraton. And we just actually got a sound check from one of the artists performing. So it's going to be a very exciting day. Soon, hundreds of people will fill this room from all walks of life to honor the work and legacy of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Take a look at some of this video of the big crowds from last year's event. The theme for the 44th Triangle Martin Luther King Jr. Interfaith Prayer Breakfast is It Starts With Me, Creating a Beloved Community. We will hear from many speakers today emphasizing this message. The event begins with musical tributes, including that performance by national recording artist Kim Person, and prayers for reconciliation, justice, and peace. A Reverend Candon Sadiah A. Wilson, interim dean of All Saints Cathedral in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, will give the keynote address. She's a priest and community activist with a demonstrated history of working in the religious institutions industry and building bridges of hope. And that's what it is all about here today at the Sheraton. Again, the doors just open at 6 a.m. Breakfast will start at 7:15. And of course, our very own Gerald Owens will be the MC of today's event. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Durham.
And WRAL will broadcast a portion of that breakfast beginning at 8 this morning. We'll also live stream an expanded version on our website. Capital Broadcasting Company is a proud sponsor of this event.
Today, a march in Raleigh will celebrate the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. The annual Martin Luther King Memorial March gets started at 11 this morning at the State Capitol building. This is video from last year's march. Civic organizations, community leaders, and families will all participate to honor King.
A man is in police custody this morning after police say he fired at least one shot outside a nursing home on Sunday. This was the scene late last night in the town of Whitakers where that man was arrested after a standoff with police. That happened hours after the Wilson Pines Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Wilson was put under lockdown because of the shooting. Police say the shot was fired after a fight between two people. No one was hurt. The person who fired the shot was able to get away. And the arrest location on Nick Coley Road in Whitakers is nearly 40 miles away from that nursing home. The man who was taken into custody at the Wilson Police Department is facing charges.
A man accused of a deadly crash in Raleigh has died after having a medical emergency at the Wake County Detention Center. William David Barber died yesterday after the medical emergency on Tuesday. The medical examiner's office is working to determine his cause of death. Barber was involved in a car crash on December 28th and was taken to the hospital. An arrest warrant shows he stole a pickup truck before crashing it into another vehicle on South Blunt Street and East Cabarra Street. When Barber was released from the hospital, he was taken into custody on involuntary manslaughter charges. He was placed under medical observation.
Millions of people around the country are seeing winter storms. New York was hit hard by a storm that brought a quick coating of snow yesterday. Winds caused major damage in some parts of the state, and snow totals have exceeded 2 feet in some areas. Cleanup efforts are underway in Maine after a storm moved through that state over the weekend. Higgins Beach is a place where powerful waves and winds whipped through the area, causing damage to streets and homes. Waves reached up to 20 feet, and several fishing docks were washed away. Several rounds of snow has caused road closures in parts of Colorado. Heavy snow and strong winds caused ground blizzards, zero visibility there. Officials posted an avalanche warning and advisories for nearly all of the Colorado mountain regions.
A person is dead after a crash involving three cars on I-95 in Johnston County. This happened on I-95 South, just south of Four Oaks yesterday afternoon. Authorities say a woman drove over the median and hit two cars going the opposite direction. The woman died. At least three others were taken to the hospital. The Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP will host events today in observance of Martin Luther King Day. Today's events start with a rally at 10 this morning at the Peace and Justice Plaza on Franklin Street. People will then march down Franklin Street to the historic First Baptist Church on North Robertson Street. A commemoration day service will happen there. The keynote speaker will be Deborah Dix Maxwell, the president of the state NAACP. City workers in Durham will rally today as the city observes Martin Luther King Day. Their rally will start at 10:30 this morning at CCB Plaza. The city workers union is calling for a $25 an hour minimum wage and union rights, along with other demands. They say their cause is in line with King's stand for workers' rights and union organization. The rally will be followed by a march and an interfaith program at First Presbyterian Church on East Main Street.
It's decision day in Iowa, and Republican caucus-goers will head to their precincts for the first real test in the race for the White House. That is, if they're willing to face record cold temperatures there to get out and vote. Candidates made their final push to voters across the state yesterday. The outcome could help make or break some candidates' momentum as they vie to be the Republican nominee for president. At a rally last night, former President Donald Trump told supporters how important it is for them to vote despite the brutal weather.
You can't sit home. If you're sick as a dog, you say, darling, I gotta make it. Even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it, remember?
In a new NBC News poll taken just days before today's caucuses, former President Trump maintains a dominant lead among likely GOP caucusgoers, 48%. It has dropped below the 50% threshold, with Nikki Haley gaining 20% and Ron DeSantis at 16%. Three-quarters of caucusgoers believe Trump can defeat President Biden despite the former president's legal challenges. Of the 23% who think he can't, most of those folks support Nikki Haley. Coming up on today, new findings from the poll with live analysis by Kristen Welker and Steve Kornacki.
Our coverage of the Iowa caucuses continues in the next half hour with a live report from Des Moines. The campaigning happening in the state this morning. Plus, award season is in full swing in Hollywood. The biggest and brightest winners that people will be talking about this morning from the Critics' Choice Awards. Amy.
We have some Arctic air that's just to the west of us, and we'll get two rounds of Arctic air this week. I'll show you when wind chills could dip down into the single digits coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back. I'm meteorologist Amy Wilm with M4 Elizabeth this morning, monitoring our northern counties. Maybe a couple of flurries this morning. Nothing has made it to the ground yet. It's too dry at the surface, but we're watching this area as it continues to fill in to the east a little bit. We'll keep a close eye on our South Hill camera and our Roxboro camera. But look at the dew points. Don't get excited. The dew point now in the low 20s in South Hill, mid 20s in Roxboro. It's just really, really dry at the surface. It would take some very, very heavy snow to get anything all the way down to the ground. I let the tower up in purple. We're expecting mainly cloudy skies through the day today. Most of you will stay dry and cool throughout the day today. We'll have mostly cloudy skies at lunchtime. It's only 45 degrees. Our high today, just 52. Brian?
Amy, at 6:13, we are watching sensors around the triangle this morning, not seeing any big problems. Everything moving along well right now on 885 in Durham, both directions clear between I-40 and 147. And as we take a look at Raleigh, all of those major approaches also are looking pretty good as we get started. Just a one-minute delay on southbound 87, leaving Knightdale, heading back toward 440. And out of Durham on 40 eastbound, no trouble as you head through the airport exits.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, I want to take you out live to Nashville, Tennessee. Take a look at this live driving shot. This is from our sister station there, WSMV. But you can see the snow on the ground. Snow continues to fall across Middle Tennessee and Southern Kentucky. They are seeing a couple inches there in Nashville right now. They say highs will stay below freezing. So slick and icy spots are really going to be an issue for everyone. And with that, we are seeing some delays and cancellations across the country. FlightAware says right now there are 532 delays and just over 1,400 cancellations. Southwest and United seem to be the airlines most affected. And a little closer to home right now at RDU, we are seeing one delay and 12 cancellations. Again, 9 canceled on Southwest and 3 delayed on Frontier as well. So if you do have a flight today, be sure to check it before you head out the door.
A newborn baby was found alive in a dumpster in Greenville. Police say that baby was abandoned and only 1 or 2 days old. The dumpster was near an apartment building, and a woman found that baby yesterday morning and brought it inside before police arrived. The baby was taken to the hospital for evaluation.
Dozens of people gathered in Cary Sunday for an interfaith service in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. The theme of the program was A Call to Conscience. That's the title of one of King's books.
Well, I think it's important locally as it is in the country for people to remember that we are one and to take seriously Dr. King's teaching on religions needing to get along with each other.
Reverend Laura Ingersoll from Baltimore was the guest preacher. Music was provided by the Interfaith Choir.
Another big night in Hollywood. A-listers and their critics came together for the Critics' Choice Awards. WRL's Ken Smith is here with the big winners that will likely be all over your social media feeds this morning, Ken.
No doubt. The mega hit movie Oppenheimer racking up a lot of hardware this award season. And last night was no different.
We're in a race against the Nazis. And I know what it means.
Yeah, Oppenheimer taking home 9 honors, including Best Picture, Best Director for Christopher Nolan, and Best Supporting Actor for Robert Downey Jr. Barbie followed with 6 wins, including Best Comedy and Best Song, I Am Ken. In the television category, Succession captured Best Drama. A couple of the series stars, Sarah Snook and Kieran Culkin, scored wins for their roles in that show. It was another big win for the foodie restaurant drama, The Bear, that earned the Critics' Choice Award for Best Television Comedy. Emma Stone won Best Actress for her role in Poor Things, and Paul Giamatti earned Best Actor for The Holdovers. Of course, tonight the attention turns to the Emmy Awards, which honors this year's Best in Television. The Emmys air tonight at 8 on Fox 50.
Ken, thanks for that.
A Johnson County teen is celebrating a huge achievement. Hanley House is now 2024 Miss America's teen. House attends Cleveland High School and studied ballet at Jaffe Ballet School in New York City. For winning the Miss America's teen competition, she's awarded $60,000 in scholarships to a school of her choosing. That's on top of the scholarship money she got for winning both the evening gown and fitness preliminary competitions. House is the first Miss North Carolina's teen to hold this position. She says hearing her name called was an emotional moment.
I was so happy when they called my name. I literally started screaming, crying, everything. Everybody was like, your reaction, Hanley, it was so funny. I was like, it was so real. A huge thank you to the Miss America opportunity, the Miss North Carolina organization. I wouldn't be here without all of you guys. And so I really just thank you.
Hanley House will serve alongside Miss Colorado, Madison Marsh, who was crowned Miss America 2024 last night. And by the way, it was only Hanley's third ever pageant and getting such a huge honor there. Way to represent North Carolina. Turning to weather now, winter will be well represented this week. Meteorologist Amy Wilmuth with a look at the radar. I see some blue on there. Is that materializing into anything?
It is not yet. We'll see if we get some flurries in our northern counties. I wouldn't anticipate a big deal at all. Maybe one flurry here or there flying around as this next batch starts to move in. We haven't had anything reach the ground in our viewing area yet, but we are watching this area, which looks like some snow. It'd have to come down very heavily to make it all the way to the ground anywhere in our area. The air is really dry at the surface. This is all part of a bigger system that's bringing some heavier snow west of us across parts of Tennessee. They've had some heavy snow. Across Alabama and Mississippi, they've had some snow as well. Around here, the biggest concern for any snowfall for North Carolina will be over the western part of the state in the North Carolina mountains. That's where we have winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories in place. They could get up to 8 inches of snow in parts of the higher elevations, the lower elevations around 3 to 5 inches of snow. This is a live look at RDU. If you're traveling west today, call ahead of time. We've had numerous delays because of that storm system bringing some snow. Temperatures are chilly, but we're above freezing. It's 36 in Roxborough, 40 in Raleigh and Durham. It's 40 in Fayetteville. So if anything were to make it all the way to the ground, even temperatures are above freezing. Surface temperatures on the ground, the road temperatures are above freezing. It wouldn't be any issue on the roads. But look at the dew points. They continue to drop in South Hill down to 20. Very dry here. 25 in Roxborough, and that's why we don't expect big impacts. Maybe a flurry flying around, and that's it. Cloudy skies throughout the day today. It is going to stay cool for MLK Day. 52 for the high this afternoon, but the coldest air of the season is set to arrive tomorrow night. Look at this Arctic air west of us. Feels like minus 30 in Chicago. These are the wind chills, and we'll get two pushes of Arctic air in our area this week. The first one arrives tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. Look at the feels like temperature. 15 degrees is what it's going to feel like Wednesday morning. Heading into the weekend, we'll get that secondary surge of Arctic air. Look at the wind chill. This is Saturday morning. It's going to feel like 7. Many of us will be down into the teens for actual air temperatures. We could feel like the teens all day on Saturday. So two rounds of some really, really cold air. It's dangerously cold. The coldest we've been so far this season, 23. So we'll be very, very cold this week. 52 today, and then highs will be in the 40s for the rest of the work week. Lows down into the 20s and 30s. Very cold this weekend, 36 Saturday. Look at that low temperature down to 17. This is some dangerous cold air heading our way for the middle and end of the week.
That's getting our attention.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. It is now 6:20. We're looking good as we get started this morning on our major routes, taking a look at those live sensors. No trouble showing up anywhere in Wake, Durham, or Orange County. No crashes at this point either. I'm going to take you out to the Durham Freeway, I-885 out at Ellis Road. Traffic's getting a little busier, but we're still not seeing any problems. I do notice here in the headlights, there's a disabled vehicle here on the right shoulder of 885 southbound just before you get to Ellis Road. Just a heads up as you're heading through that area.
Thanks, Brian. After a lot of fret and frustration from NFL fans, the NFL game that was exclusively live streamed was a major win for Peacock. We'll tell you about the new record it set.
Also, a 15-year-old from Raleigh is now a gold medal winner. The role she played in bringing the U.S. a championship on the ice in a global tournament.
First, here's a look at the winning lottery numbers, and we'll be back with what's trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
It was an historic night for the internet, Peacock, and the NFL. Saturday night's game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins set the record for the most streamed live event in the history of these United States. It drew an average of 23 million viewers. But you know, a lot of people are a little unhappy because they had to pay for a subscription to see the game. This was the first NFL playoff game to air exclusively on a streaming service.
Yeah, I sat right on my wallet, couldn't pull the trigger on it. But I will say it was 5 or 6 million viewers fewer than what they normally get for an NFL playoff game. So, but still pretty good for a streaming service, right, to pull that off. And there's no truth that Swifties bought half of those streaming memberships.
No doubt.
No truth to that.
I just wonder what the cancellation rate is going to be this morning for those subscriptions. Anyway.
Just for the game.
Yeah. Moviegoers had another excuse to wear pink to the theaters this weekend, this time for the new Mean Girls. The musical was clearly so fetch, debuting at number one. It earned more than $28 million. It's been 20 years since the original movie hit the theaters, but a lot of people didn't know this was adapted from a Broadway musical, and Paramount shared some data from an exit poll that showed 16% of people were disappointed and left. Oof.
Well, also from that poll, the majority of the people who showed up to watch this movie, 18 to 34-year-old women. And so a lot of the women who watched Mean Girls 20 years ago, they have yet to turn out to watch this rendition. So there's still room to grow. And, fans will be coming out for it.
Just Brian saying fetch is worth it for me.
I've never seen the movie.
I did it.
But I assume that's in the movie.
Yes.
He's so cool.
Thanks, Brian. A young hockey player from here in the Triangle is celebrating a big win on the international stage.
The United States has captured gold here in 2024.
And a big congratulations to Raleigh's own Mary Derenbacher. She is now a world champion. The 15-year-old was part of the Team USA squad that won the Under-18 Women's World Hockey Championship on Sunday in Switzerland. The Americans beat Czechia 5-1 to capture the gold.
Another batch of SpaceX Starlink rockets is now in orbit.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff. Falcon 9, go Starlink.
There's Falcon 9 going again. 23 satellites took off from Florida's Space Coast last night. It's SpaceX's 300th successful launch. It's put thousands of Starlink satellites into orbit for internet access around the world.
Well, things are getting busy here inside the Sheraton in Durham for the 44th Triangle Interfaith Prayer Breakfast. Just ahead, I'll tell you this year's theme as we honor the life and legacy of Dr. King.
A couple of flurries possible in northern counties today. Not a big deal at all. Mainly cloudy for most of us, 52 the high. And then two rounds of Arctic air move in. The first one arrives tomorrow night. I'll show you how low the wind chill could get coming up.